This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie. Cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your dirt of loving, all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say.
Hey, a little bit of Buddy Holly for you there. We love him. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy, and along with my buddy and my partner, Big Ed Davis, we thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. Hey, it's the last Tuesday of 2020, December 29th today. In a few minutes, Tracy Allen will join us. She is the co-host of Good Morning Clearwater, and it precedes our program. They are on Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. We're going to find out more about her program and Tracy's life outside the program. So I think it's going to be fun, interesting. Stay tuned for it, if you would. And by the way, while the House overrides Donald Trump's veto of a defense bill, Republicans find themselves in a bit of a pickle. Whether or not to pass another stimulus check, this one for $2,000. Looks like we got the $600 check for sure. It's a question of whether it's going to be $2,000. So we're going to get some thoughts on that and some other things with the proprietor of the Barber Poll a little later in the show, Andrew Ceresi. And we got some other things to talk about. Russia now admits that its virus death toll is 3 times higher than reported. Are we surprised? No, we are not. And by the way, when will China be truthful about their numbers? You know that we're the third, technically we are the second highest country with death. Brazil is higher than us. Did you know that? Brazil is higher? What's going on in Brazil?
A lot of loving.
I know, but what's going on with the virus? That's the question. And then India is after us. Don't tell me that China is not number one.
Russia was an honest mistake. They forgot to carry the one.
Yes.
Honest mistake.
Well, you know, they never teach people math over there in the Soviet Union. Anyway, we have a good top 10, by the way. We're going worldwide with that. Top 10 cities in the world with the highest murder rates. The highest murder rates. Why do we want that? I don't know. It sounds kind of interesting, though. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored in part by Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Hey, for my money, the best haircutter in town. Got to call first, 727-733-3773. Get your New Year's Eve haircut. Yes, indeed. You want to look good coming into 2021. By the way, they're open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday, 8:30 to 2 p.m. All right. Well, we got a lot to talk about here. I'm delighted to have Tracy Allen join us. She is half of the great Good Morning Clearwater program, which is gracing the station here, Tantalk Radio. Tracy, great to have you on.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed.
It's great to be on.
So first of all, I got to ask you, you guys start your day here at 8 a.m. What time do you have to get up to get over here and be ready and the whole bit? Do you have a certain routine in the morning?
It depends on whether or not I take a shower. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Usually about 6:15, 6:30, we prepare for the show the day before. Okay. So unless some big news story comes out overnight, we usually have our topics already set the night before.
You got 2 hours to fill. So yeah. I know that you talk about all kinds of things. You talk, obviously, about what's going on locally. You talk a lot about entertainment, you know. So your idea is a little variety, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of variety, actually. Yeah. It's hard to stay on topic sometimes. But we do try to come in with topics. Sometimes we go off on tangents, especially when we have Tony C. from Full Throttle in studio.
Yeah, Tony is a fun addition.
He is. He brings a lot of excitement to the show.
So,
he's a funny guy.
When did Good Morning Clearwater first air?
We started back in early March It was about 2 weeks before the initial shutdown that happened March 15th. So somewhere the first week of March, we just...
So this virus all of a sudden, just like you had plans to do the show and everything was all set, and then the virus sets in.
Yeah, it certainly derailed our idea of what our show would look like, because then suddenly there were no events, there were no gatherings, there was nothing. And the only thing to report on was this virus. It seemed like all the other world's troubles went away, and suddenly it was nothing but coronavirus. In China.
Yeah. Now, you know? Did it change? Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about the fact that you are not only an excellent host on the show.
Thank you.
You also have an artistic bent, and you also, I would say or suggest, have a business bent, because you get involved in, obviously, you get involved in making posters and banners. We got a beautiful banner behind us right now for those of us.
It looks so good up there, too.
It does look good. It's beautiful.
I'm proud of that one.
I was absolutely impressed with how good it looked, because I gave Tracy just like a basic drawing, and I can barely write my name.
You gave me more than most people give me to work with.
Well,
then that is
a sad state of affairs.
You did great.
So, well, it makes you even better then, because you really turned it into something nice.
Well, thank you.
So tell us a little bit about that business. Have you been doing that kind of banner and poster work for a while?
Well, basically where we started was with magazines and newspapers back in the day when we did, it was tabloid-sized newsprint, and we did what they call paste-up before all technology came. You literally would cut out little pieces of paper and put them on a board.
I know that.
And then the printer would shoot it and make the film and then make the plate, and then it was like this long, drawn-out. It actually was an art. Back in the day. Now, anybody with a computer thinks that they're publishers. Anybody who can build a meme on Facebook thinks that they can do graphic design. So, and it's got.
So you're a graphic designer, kind of from the old school, because you've done it since then. Does that mean,
I learned the hard way? Yes.
Yeah. Now, has that enhanced your ability to make the transition to computer work with it?
I don't know. Sometimes I would say yes, and then other times, you know, people don't like change. So it was hard to embrace new technology, because it's like, oh, this is the way we've been doing it. This is the way it's done. And you get some young person, oh, no, you should do it like this. And you're like, why would I do it like that? And then you eventually end up doing it like that. So sometimes they
can't teach an old dog new tricks, philosophy there.
In some aspects, I took to the technology really well. In other aspects, they had to kind of drag me in, kicking and screaming.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but I took to graphic design, and Photoshop was like what I really dug into.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I won't say I'm a Photoshop expert, because that would be, I don't know, that would be egotistical.
No.
I don't think anybody really is a Photoshop expert, because it's so vast. You can do so much.
We're talking with Tracy Allen, co-host with her husband of Good Morning Clearwater. Great program preceding our program, Freedom Works. But they're on Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. And Tracy is also an artistic. Now, I'm going to ask you, Tracy, about that. Usually when people have an artistic bent, you know, you've had it all your life, and then you sort of slide into whatever you're going to do with it.
Right.
Or if you're going to do anything with it. But you've done more than just graphic design, I guess. You know, had you ever done any radio work before, Paul?
No, actually, but I've always wanted to. I always listened to talk radio. I always loved talk radio. I had an opinion, I guess. Some would say maybe too much of an opinion. But, yeah, I've always wanted to do radio. So I love it.
Now, I get the impression with Paul, he might be a little more, you know, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, maybe a little more conservative than you are in certain ways. I don't know if that's completely true.
Yes, no.
Do you guys get along with your politics?
Mostly. Mostly. Sometimes he is that staunch Republican. He's like, Republican, rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, but wait a minute. I can't be one or the other. I'm not Democrat either.
So independent?
I'm registered independent. But then I get screwed out of primaries. So he's like, why don't you register as one? It doesn't matter. And I'm like, but it does. It matters to me.
Yeah.
So that's where we kind of differ. I'm a little more open to, well, maybe this side, maybe the Democrats have something over here. Or maybe the Republicans have something over here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't. Anybody who says they're one or the other, I think is kidding themselves. Because you can't agree on everything
of course
all
not.
The time.
Right.
I can't get 12 people in a room to agree on lunch.
Exactly.
Let
right.
alone health care, abortion, gun laws, all these things. You can't be one way or the other.
Yeah. Have you, I mean, it's like our program, Freedom Works. You know, we had, I would say it was a little bit more straight libertarian when I started. But
right.
I will tell you that it's moved a little bit to the conservative as well. So it's a little bit of both. You can't just be exactly
I have
one
to.
Thing.
As we've done the radio show, I've actually done more research. I've learned more. I've had to really look into things because I don't want to give out false information. So I've actually done more research, and I'm leaning that way as well.
Okay.
So a little more conservative.
You're starting to slide that way a little
yeah,
bit. Yeah.
It's scary.
Not necessarily. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk with Tracy a little bit more about her graphic design, maybe about some of the things that are going on with Good Morning Clearwater, where it's headed. And we're also going to talk about Paul Allen. He's been on radio for a long time.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience, and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
Hi, this is Jay Leno.
Hey, this is Ted Nugent.
Hi, everybody. This is David Hobbs.
Hi, this is Bob Marshall.
Hey, this is Danny the Count Coker.
Hey, this is comedian, author, and most importantly, vintage race car driver Adam Carolla.
Hi, this is Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney.
I'm John Forrest.
Hey, this is Jack Roush.
And you're listening to Nostalgic Radio and Cars.
That's Nostalgic Radio and Cars with the most fascinating and legendary names in motorsports every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Tantalk Radio Network.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We are back on this Tuesday, December 29th, and delighted to be talking with Tracy Allen, co-host of Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. on the Tantalk Radio Network. And we were talking about Tracy's artistic ability. She's a graphic designer. Obviously, she's a great radio host. But Tracy, where were you born? Are you a native Floridian?
Actually, I am. I was born in a little town outside Orlando that nobody had ever heard of until Trayvon Martin. I was born in Sanford.
Oh, Sanford. Okay.
Every time I would say Sanford, everybody would be like, where's that? And I was like, okay. I was born in Orlando.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right nearby.
Yeah, nobody had ever heard of it.
And Sanford, because you're right.
It's
Trayvon
between,
Martin, has it become rather...
Yes.
Were you living there when the Trayvon
no.
Martin...
Okay. No, I was here in Tampa when that happened. I moved to Tampa, I want to say, in like 91 or 92. So, and I've lived in other states, but mostly in Florida.
Mm-hmm. And so you moved into the Tampa area, and did you meet Paul, your husband, here when you moved into the Tampa area?
Into the Tampa area, yep. I was renting a room from a fellow who was also renting another room to another female, and she had a boyfriend who was friends with Paul.
Okay.
So one night at a card game, they decided they were going to set Paul and I up on a blind date.
Oh, wow.
So we met on a blind date. And he stood me up the first two times.
Oh, no.
Well, didn't stand me up, but he changed plans. He had other things to do. So then finally we went to...
You didn't... After two of those things, you said, well, I'll give him one more chance.
Yeah, well, we met at a card game at one our buddy George's house. They finally got us together because Paul was like, I don't want to date. I don't want to... Yeah. But then he met me and he couldn't help it.
So it wasn't love at first sight.
It wasn't.
That's all right.
We argued the first time we met.
Well, you know what, though? That's good.
We
because
did.
It means you'll have some interesting tension.
Exactly.
I don't... And by the way, you were saying earlier that you have differing viewpoints, the two of you. I find in a relationship it actually helps it. Because if you agree on anything... I mean, the worst thing in the world for me is boredom.
Right. And if you agree on everything, then... Ugh. Then what is there?
So... Let's talk a little bit about, if I can, because we do a political show.
Sure.
I do want to know a little bit more about your feelings on, like, with, and you can tell me it's none of my business, but did you vote for Donald Trump in this second time around or Joe Biden?
I voted for Donald Trump. I could not vote for Joe Biden. I couldn't. I don't think he's going to stay president.
Really?
I think... Something's going to happen, whether it's the son's problems or his own health issues. I don't know if he's going to be able to complete his term.
Which would mean that Kamala Harris would become president. What do you think about that?
Everybody got mad at me when I said I didn't like Trump because he's I don't like his personality and his blah, blah, blah. And everybody's like, yeah, but you can't base it on personality. It's the same reason I don't like Kamala. There's something about her that just, my radar goes off. There's something I don't like about her.
She has a way of talking in a condescending.
She's very condescending.
Attitude.
And maybe because I'm also can be condescending. Maybe
I can be too.
Maybe that's what I don't like about her. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know. I just,
God. Do you think that Biden actually did win the election?
Probably. Probably. I think all the voter fraud, I think, yes, there is some voter fraud out there, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But I don't know that there was enough voter fraud to really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been hanky-panky going on in voting. And to think otherwise, it's a little naive.
I think you're right. In fact, we've said many times on this show that inner city precincts, I think there's a lot of fraud.
Yeah.
Coming from Chicago, we're already cynical about voting.
Sure.
Right? And so I'm thinking every major city, there's probably a little bit. But was it enough to overturn the rest of the state?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay, so let's ask you, and with the vaccine coming out, will you take the vaccine?
Probably not. I don't know. I'd like to think I'm young enough, healthy enough, that even if I did catch it, I'd probably be okay. I think my 92-year-old father-in-law should probably take it. I think my sister-in-law, who is a hairdresser, who sees people over and over and every day all the time, should take it.
Yeah.
But in my life and my lifestyle, working from home, I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. I mean, you wear a mask when you go out into a group or this and that, right?
And I even wear it over my nose, Paul Allen.
Yes, I've seen people do that. Isn't that the funniest thing? I'll even see it in stores. It's down
it's
under
below
their
the
nose.
What good
going,
does that
what?
Do?
Okay, you're protecting your mouth, but what about your nose?
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That always, I'm like, he gets mad at me because I'm like, put your mask on.
Is it hard for you and Paul to like come up with things to talk about? You got 2 hours every day. Is it like, wow, I you know, you're almost looking at the clock and you're going.
Sometimes. sometimes we get to about the hour and a half mark and we're like, we're running out of stuff. So then what we do is we assume not everybody listens for the 2 hours. So we'll grab something from the beginning of the hour and maybe rehash it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's only happened a few times. Just a few times.
We're talking with Tracy Allen. Paul and Tracy Allen host Good Morning Clearwater, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Speaking about Paul, he actually has been doing radio on WTAN even before I started.
Yeah, a long time ago, back when the studio was actually down almost under the Clearwater Bridge. I don't know if everybody remembers when that and where that was, but it was before the big new bridge went in. It was like down close to the water. That was forever
ago.
Ed,
do you remember any of that? Ed's been here for a while.
Yeah.
Do you remember, Ed, when the station was down near the bridge?
Actually, I did first start. It was 2000, I want to say, somewhere around there. 2001.
Yeah, I think this is two locations later.
And then Dave and Lola moved it up to downtown Clearwater.
Right, I remember
in the
downtown.
Storefront, yeah. And while this place was being built.
Right.
Our show started when they were downtown.
Yeah.
On Cleveland Street. They had a storefront.
Yeah.
We had the smallest, as Ed would know, the smallest little studio. You got in there, and I mean, you felt.
It's very romantic. Really
it was romantic, I'll tell you.
They call that cozy.
It was very cozy, very cozy. And when we got here, and I can't remember now how long it's been, Ed. We've been here, what, about?
2005.
Wow.
That's
15 years.
Wow.
Going on 16 years. And we had this beautiful studio in comparison to what we had back then, you know. It's a completely different experience.
Back in downtown, you remember the Great Danes used to lay in the front window there and bark at everybody that went by? rattle the walls.
It was like a large room closet, with all due respect.
Oh,
you know? It was really something. Anyway, so Paul has been in the business for a while.
He's actually a sports junkie. He could talk about sports. If I let him talk about sports, he could fill our entire 2 hours nothing but sports. We have a joke between us about when he starts talking sports, I kind of zone out. He and Ed talk amongst themselves, and I'm just like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just wait till it's over.
Right. So he has a lot of different things. Do you like to hone in more on certain topics when you're talking on your show?
I like the fun stories. I like the
like TV
six-foot alligator
stuff like that.
Found in a bathtub, and you know, I like the news of the weird stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I like. I like to find those stories that you can joke about, that you can make fun, that aren't so serious all the time. You know,
if you had to watch only three or four television programs. Do you have here's my favorite television show?
Because
I know you guys talk a lot about different TV series.
Paul and I, we tend to watch a lot of TV, which is probably not good.
Well, these days, everybody's doing it. Especially with the virus.
I have a genre that I like. I like more of the supernaturally, the vampire, werewolf, magic, witches.
Science
I love
fiction.
All that. That, and then I like the old, period pieces, but it needs to have a little supernatural undertone to it as well.
You like the occult a little bit, with
maybe
all
a little
of that.
Bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not a witch, but
no,
I do.
No, no,
I do kind of dig it.
Yeah, you know? I kind of like those spooky things too.
Yeah,
as opposed to like straight science fiction or straight horror, you're almost into that mysterious.
Yeah, but I do dig science fiction too. Science fiction is fabulous. I watch Doctor Who. That's the best. In fact, there's a New Year's special.
Were you a Trekkie?
There's a New Year's special coming out Friday, a special episode of Doctor Who. I'm not as big a Trekkie as Paul.
Really? He's a
Paul's
Trekkie.
Paul's a huge Trekkie.
Oh.
Oh, he's got Trekkie memorabilia. I don't even.
Really?
It's too much.
All over the place.
All over the place.
And Star Wars, you guys, were you a big Star Wars
fan? Star Wars, we're big Star Wars fans, yep. Mm-hmm. And all the Marvel Universe and all the superheroes, all
well,
of that.
Well, it still continues. I mean, it's like we morph into a different superhero, don't we?
Yeah.
There was the Superman craze. Were you big on Superman and then Spider-Man?
No, not
Iron
so much.
Iron Man, any of those?
Not so much as a kid. It's more since this whole rebirth of superheroes and the superhero movies.
How about Batman? Now, there's a little occult in Batman because he's a dark figure.
Yeah. I like Batman. Some movies were darker than others, mm-hmm. but I probably dig the darker ones, yeah.
So, getting back to Good Morning Clearwater, do you see any, as we get into 2021, going to sort of, you know, like anything, things move on and change and this and that? Are you thinking about enhancing or adding or subtracting or anything?
Well, I think what we're going to start doing is that we might even rebrand the name a little bit. Instead of Good Morning Clearwater, we might want to make it more of a Good Morning Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. Because we're more than just Clearwater.
Yeah.
You know, there's Dunedin, there's Palm Harbor, there's Largo. And when people say we're Good Morning Clearwater, they're like, oh, but I don't live in Clearwater.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but you can
That's
still.
That's a good point.
You have to explain, yes,
how about
but you
Good
can
Morning
still
Pinellas
hear us.
Or something?
Something like that. Pinellas
Would
maybe not as
Tampa?
Catchy. Yeah, because we can also be heard in parts of Tampa, in Dade City. And Zephyr Hills.
And we've got three or four stations that...
Yeah, so we're more area. Than Clearwater, and mm-hmm. I think we need that. That needs to be reflected in our name a little bit.
And finally, Tracy Allen, I want to ask you about people that might be interested in your beautiful banners. You do business cards, right?
Yeah, business cards, banners. I can do billboards, vehicle wraps, whatever, you name it, I can design it.
So if I am interested for my business or even for myself and I want to either get a banner or a poster or whatever, what do I do?
The best way would probably be to call. You can call our office at 727-330-3212.
Okay.
Or
is there an email address or anything?
I have an email address. Yeah, you can contact
give them?
Tracy Allen as Tracy with just a Y.
T-R-A-C-Y.
A-L-L-E-N.
Allen.
At PACpublishing.com.
Okay, let's make sure. Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at?
P-A-C, as in Paul Allen Cianci.
Paul Allen.
P-A-C Publishing.
P-A-C Charlie at the end there. P-A-C
yes.
Publishing. Dot.
Com.
Dot com. Okay. Very good.
So Tracy Allen at PACpublishing.com. It's a little long.
Not at all.
But
well, I guarantee you, if you contact them, they will do beautiful work for you.
And we're looking for sponsors for the radio show as well.
Okay.
You can call the same numbers.
Call the same number.
Yep.
And
or you can email Paul Allen at goodmorningclearwater.com.
Paul Allen at goodmorningclearwater.com. Looking for sponsorship.
We always use sponsorship on the radio show. If people like it. And want to keep us on the air, we got to pay for it,
That's
you know?
That's true. Absolutely right. It sounds good to me. Well, it was an absolute delight, Tracy, to have you on. Thank you so very much.
Thank
we'll
you for
again,
having me. You make me feel good. You fill my ego a little bit. Make me feel good.
Well, you deserve to be filled with. You got so many things that you do well. And
Thank you.
You should have a nice ego about it. All right. There we go. All right, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, the master barber himself, Andrew Ceresi.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barber Shop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tantalk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM, to Good Morning Clearwater.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
We're back. That was fun talking with Tracy Allen. You know, she's such a nice person, very talented, you know, with that graphic design. I mean, they've made a beautiful banner for us here on FreedomWorks sitting behind us. And just delighted to talk with her. All right, we've got some news coming on here. I wonder how Donald Trump is feeling these days. He's got his own Republicans that are involved in overriding his veto of a defense bill. The House of Representatives yesterday voted to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Now, that's a critical defense policy bill. The vote count, 322 to 87. Wow, the Senate's scheduled to take up this thing, this week, a little bit later on this week. What if they override in the Senate as well, and away they go? Now, this defense bill has been around, this whole package has been passed each year all the way back to 1961. So Congress just, you know, it's like a matter of almost a guarantee that the defense bill gets passed. But Donald Trump has got a couple of things in there, in particular, the protection with the, excuse me, the tech industry. In the way that they are protected from slander based on some of these platforms, you know, like Twitter and password and the like. Somebody gets on there, says something about somebody else. Can the platform be protected? Well, Trump doesn't think that that should occur and that they have to be responsible. Anyway, with all that being said, we bring on the proprietor of Mainstream America's Most Important Poll, the Barber Poll, Andrew Ceraci. And Andrew, I guess Donald Trump's ego has taken a couple of hits recently. First one, when it looks like he's not going to be reelected. And secondly, now maybe they're going to override his veto of the defense bill. What do you think?
Well, Paul, as they say, the deep state is deeper than we ever thought it was, isn't it?
There's some deepness to it. There's no question about that. It's been around deep for a long time.
That's it, Paul. And, you know, China's been backing a lot of things that are going on. And what's going on today in this country, people being shut down, not being able to work, not to support their families, this is all to bring in socialism, Paul.
So here's Donald Trump that wants $2,000 per person, I guess you could say. You know, for those that are allowed to get the money, as opposed to the $600. And that puts Republicans in a bit of a bind as well, because on the one hand, they want to give money out to some of these deserving people. But on the other hand, they don't want to be seen as socialistic, like, you know, big government, we're going to send you all this money and we're going to get deeper in debt. So they're sort of, betwixt and between, right?
Well, Paul, at this point, with that whole bill that they have, Joe Biden would say, is a bunch of malarkey, okay? I mean, the billions and billions of dollars that they're sending to other countries could be used for our own people here. Let's face it, we don't have that. We don't have the money to give them.
That's right.
Okay, we're borrowing it. So why are we borrowing money to give to other countries? If we're going to borrow money, let's borrow enough to keep our people that really need the money going, mm-hmm. okay, instead of everybody with their hand out. I mean, not for nothing. They want to give me $4,000? I'm going to take it, right?
I agree.
It's ridiculous, Paul.
It gets back a little bit. This is, of course, a kind of a libertarian look at it, that the federal government should not be sending money out to anybody to begin with. It's not even in their power. If someone was, I think, to challenge it before the Supreme Court, they have only limited responsibilities, not including sending out money to people just because they think they need it. You know what I mean? This is,
you know, Paul, it's our government for the last year, all we heard about is COVID, and election. Nothing else. What else is going on in the world? Where are we standing? What's happening? Are they talking about China building the islands in the South China Sea, 100 miles off of the coast of Florida?
Yeah, our eyes off the ball.
I mean, we haven't heard nothing about this, Paul, have we?
No,
but
you're
yet,
right.
Oh, the country of... We are in the biggest rut right now that we could ever stand. Now, I heard you say Trump, you know, he's not getting reelected. We don't know what's going to happen, Paul, on the 6th. I got news for you.
Well.
Nobody knows.
Well,
and
most people.
You're going to see mass chaos. Why are they boarding everything up in Washington?
Where are they boarding up everything?
All I guess around the D.C. area. Mm-hmm. They're boarding up all the businesses again. What are they preparing for?
They might be preparing for some sort of another march, but it could be either side marching, right? It could be either side marching.
I think you're going to see a lot of things going on, Paul, especially if they let this election go through with all... Listen, they're not even going for fraud. We're going for treason now, Paul.
Treason.
Whole other world.
And who would
I believe there's signs... We're going to have to find out who was behind all this all. I mean, if you look at the Russian collusion, well, apparently these people, what they were preparing would be considered treason, right? If they're sitting there and there's voter fraud going on, this is treason, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
People that set this up.
And who
this
are
is
you going to...
against the country. Well, we're going to have to find out,
No, but
Paul.
Who would you accuse of treason? Is there a particular person?
Well, we're going to have to see who was in charge of the Dominion machines if the votes were switched, right?
Who
Somebody's
was in charge
held
of them?
Accountable for that. Mm-hmm. Somebody had to do the...
But Donald Trump has had this opportunity to show with his lawyers to a court...
Well, Paul, wait a second. He's had the opportunity to show, but the judges did not let them show, Paul. They got the evidence, but the judges would not let them show the proof, Paul.
How could they not let them show the proof? What would they... What ruling would stop them from showing?
They threw it right out. We don't want to see this. There's nothing here. Okay.
But then you appeal
now,
it.
Like I told
you can
Paul,
appeal
like
it to
I
a higher
you.
Court, and then you can go, well, eventually go to the
Supreme Court. I know. I went all the way up to the Supreme Court, too, didn't it? Now you got Judge Roberts there, who I believe is compromised. Paul, this whole government needs to be cleaned. It's like I told you. I believe that the only way we're going to clean out Washington is a 5 million man armed march on Washington and dragging these people out by the scruff of their necks.
But that's not going to happen.
Never say never, Paul. It happened in 1776, didn't
it? Well, right.
Okay. Never say never, Paul. People are getting upset. I hear it all day out there. I don't know what you're hearing, but I hear it big time.
There are certainly people upset. But, you know, the people that are the conservative bent, Republican bent, they're not the type that all of a sudden, let's put it this way. They tend to want to get to the ballot box to do what they need to do.
Well,
they
Paul,
don't,
they're
they
realizing
don't pull
that
out
the ballot box
guns
don't
and
work,
knives.
Paul.
And, yeah, but they don't pull
ballot
out guns.
Ballot box don't work, Paul, not if it's rigged. Okay, so when that doesn't work, you've got to do something else. And I don't believe people are going to stand for it. It's like you said, the Republican people, well, they don't jump to conclusions. Paul, we haven't jumped. We've mm-hmm. been letting this go on and go on for how many years now? For 4 years?
Yep.
Okay, people are fed up, Paul. They're fed up with
Well, there's no question about that. Half the country is very upset.
I mean, look at this woman that's keeping her hair salon open in California. And they're threatening to take the custody of her kids away from her for opening her salon. Now, how stupid is this?
Yeah.
You got a woman that's sitting there trying to feed her family and take care of her family, and they want to take the kids away. These people are nuts.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Okay? Just like they're sitting there telling you now, oh, you're going to have this piece of paper here if you want to gather in crowds and if you want to travel. You're going to have this COVID certificate. Why don't we just put a yellow star on our shirts, Paul?
Like they did with the Jews
That's
in
right.
World War
and Nazi
II, right?
Germany.
Yeah.
And now you even got the police going there to arrest this woman that was taking care of her kids and kids. Instead of saying, no, we're not going to back this. Let me tell you something. The police are getting just like the Gestapo, some of them, Paul.
Yeah.
But are they afraid to lose their money, their job, that they're going to turn on the people? It's disgusting.
Well, it's been interesting because the Democrats have actually lost seats. Even though Trump seems to have lost the presidency, the Democrats seem to have lost seats underneath.
What did that tell you?
It tells me that the personality of Donald Trump was the overriding reason that he lost.
Paul, not his policies. I can't see Republicans sitting there filling out votes for all Republicans and putting Joe Biden president. That makes no sense at all, even for his personality.
Mm-hmm.
No way. I don't buy that, Paul.
Yeah. When we talked with Tracy Allen, who was co-host of Good Morning America a little earlier, she talked about the fact that she didn't think Biden was going to last, even if he was sent to the White House, that he would last there, that something would happen to him, as in something nefarious.
Well, we all know that, too. Yeah, but we knew that that's their plan, too. So, I mean, that's nothing bright and pulled out of the air, Paul.
Do you think that Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton might be the same person? I was just thinking about that the other day.
And the same person? Tell you what, if she gets to pick her vice president, she better not pick Hillary Clinton, because nobody will give her a life insurance policy.
You're probably right. We're talking with Andrew, the master barber. We got so many things going on as we go into the new year. So Andrew, politics aside for a second, do you think with the virus and everything that we will be getting back to some sort of a normal? I know that you feel, you know, we should be there now, but getting back to some sort of an overall normal, like within the first couple of months of 2021?
Paul, if Joe Biden gets in, there will be no normal. Okay, what would you consider normal? Paying high taxes again, wearing a mask for 100 days, closing businesses down? These people are nuts, Paul. It won't go back to normal.
But our governor
will be in. We will be into a tailspin.
But our governor Ron DeSantis, first of all, is a barrier to whatever they want to do from Washington when it comes to this. They can't order us to wear masks. They can't order us to shut down our businesses from Washington. And we've got a governor that has been trying to keep our businesses open for the most part.
Well, you got a governor that's saying it is, but then you got the morons in your city council that are saying, oh, no, forget what the governor says. This is the rules here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, where are you going, Paul?
I know,
it's a big circle.
But if you're driving from one city to another, you know, as we all do now, one town to another, you're not going to know what the difference is. You just say, oh, okay, I'm going to go in here and buy whatever I want to buy, or here's a restaurant.
Well, people are fed up with all of this, and I think you're going to see a lot of things going down in 2021, especially if Biden gets in.
Uh-huh.
All I can tell you is have your supplies in your home. Because if things go down, the government's going to say, well, we're shutting off trucking routes. There's no food going to grocery stores. Let me tell you something. It's going to be desperate in this country. I really believe
that. You think so, if Biden's in, huh?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow. Well, my friend, I want to wish you, because we will not be doing our show Friday, a very happy new year. I've been enjoying being associated with you now for several years, and I want to continue it with you. And God willing, you know, things are going to be good for us in 2021.
I'm hoping so, Paul. You might have to turn into a propaganda studio. We'll be spreading the American propaganda like they did in World War II with,
Voice of America.
Remember. Whatever.
Voice of America, I think it was, or one of them. Anyway, well, if we have to, we have to. We'll see what happens. But anyway, Happy New Year, my friend.
You too, Paul. Be good, buddy.
All right.
Trump be with you.
Thank you. Good old Andrew Ceresi. Always interesting. All right, we're going to take our final break. When we come back, among other things, the top 10 cities in the world with the highest murder rate.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, Andrew's Master Barbershop is open for business. The best haircutter in Tampa Bay, standing ready to make you look like a million. But you'll need to call to grab a time that's right for you. So call 733-3773. That's 733-3773. And then get ready for a treat. No waiting, beautiful, clean, and safe facilities. The best haircut you'll ever experience and a great price. You can't ask for more, guys. That's Andrew's Master Barbershop in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. Call 733-3773. That's 733-3773.
It's a beautiful morning.
Hi, I'm Paul Allen, and I'm the host of Good Morning Clearwater. We are found right here on the Tan Talk Network, 1340 AM and 106.1 FM, Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM. We will concentrate on Pinellas County and focus on Clearwater and Clearwater Beach. Weather, traffic, local and national current events, sports, trivia contests, and plenty of giveaways. We want to show the world why Clearwater Beach was voted number one beach in America. Listen up, every Monday through Friday, 8 AM to 10 AM to Good Morning Clearwater.
Join Joe Pippin for Ask an Attorney Radio Show, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. Ask an Attorney is Florida's longest running radio show for over 35 years now. So if you've got a question for an attorney, call Joe Pippin during his live radio show. Ask a question, get an answer, free of charge, of course. Saturday mornings, live from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Or to contact Joe Pippin directly, call 727-586-3306.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA.
We are back for the final segment of Freedom Works, and we thank you so very much for being with us. So many things going on outside of the virus, and one of the things are these, I guess you could call it the growth of the drone industry. Now, I've never... Ed, have you ever watched a drone, not one that, you know, is being operated just for fun in a little park or anything, but have you ever seen one go by that's maybe a commercial drone going by or land, or, you know, have you ever had any involvement with that?
Only personal ones, no.
Okay. Other
than that, no.
Yeah.
It's people taking photos. Used a lot by real estate companies now to take aerial views of homes for sale.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always thinking about all these things floating around in the air. I mean, is that kind of dangerous?
No, I don't think there's any congestion up there.
Nothing going on.
You have to remember they're regulated by the FCC and stuff like that. They can only go to a certain height, and there are restricted areas.
You mean the FAA?
FAA, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Federal Aviation Administration. Right. Well, small drones are going to be allowed to fly over people, and at night here in this country. That's according to the FAA. This is a significant step to widespread commercial deliveries. The FAA said its long-awaited rules for the drones, also known as unmanned aerial vehicles, will address security concerns by requiring remote identification technology, in most cases, to enable their identification from the ground. Previously, small drone operations over people were limited to operations over people who were directly participating in the operation, located under a covered structure or inside a stationary vehicle, unless they had obtained some sort of a waiver. So the rules will take effect, I guess, in early 2021, where you're going to have all of these things happening. It says here drone manufacturers will have about a year and a half to begin producing drones with these remote IDs so that, you know, people can identify what's going by them, you know, so that we will have some knowledge. Because, you know, it's, I don't know. You know, if I'm walking down the street or I'm outside on my lawn or whatever and I see all of these things whizzing by me, is that a bird or a drone, you know, after a while? I don't know. I wonder if we'll ever get to that point where we've got these robotic pieces of technology just going by.
Well, I mean, they're talking about eventually having drones to be able to deliver stuff like UPS packages and Amazon and... eventually pizzas, I guess. I don't know. But it has to be a pretty big drone because those things are heavy.
Yeah.
These drones today are just carrying a camera and videotaping. And the battery life is only, you know, maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Isn't that something?
But they'll get more advanced, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I'm waiting for where you actually have a little, now they're called jetpacks and they're very cumbersome. But you'll literally be able to fly. Like, individual people will have
they
some...
They are. Yeah, they're working on one to be like a shuttle, like someplace like from Orlando to Tampa.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about like individual flying.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
You don't think that'll ever get anywhere?
Humans are too heavy. I mean, be between the battery and the human.
Well, something's going to come along.
Yeah. I mean, we call it a helicopter right now.
Yes, I guess we do. Okay. All right, let's get back to the present. We have got an interesting top 10, Ed. These are the top 10 cities with the highest murder rate worldwide. And it comes from Statista.com. And let me just tell you guys up front, don't go south of the border. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear all of these. So what we're going to do is we're going to go by the number of murders per 100,000 people in the cities of the world, all right? So here we go. Number 10. Well, it's in Brazil, and the city is Belém, B-E-L-E-M. 63, almost 64 murders per 100,000 people in Belém, Brazil. Number 9. Ciudad, Guiana, Venezuela is 9. 80.3 murders per 100,000 people. Number 8. Ciudad, Victoria, in Mexico. In Mexico, 83.3 killings per 100,000 people. Number 7. Now we go to Brazil. Again. Fortaleza, F-O-R-T-A-L-E-Z-A, Fortaleza, Brazil, 83.5 per 100,000. Number 5, back to Mexico. Why is it that it's all in these southern, south of the border countries? I was thinking there'd be some up north. Mm-hmm. So far, not. La Paz, Mexico, 84.8. Ed, have you ever been south of the border?
No.
Okay. Never been south?
No.
Never been north of the border?
Yes.
To Canada?
Yeah.
Where?
Visited a friend in Michigan.
And went to Ontario?
Yeah.
Okay.
Across the bridge there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Number, let's see. Oh, by the way, this was a tie. We said this was number 5, La Paz. Another 5, if you want to do the drum roll there. And we've heard of this one, Tijuana, Mexico. 84.8 per 100,000 people. Number 4, Natal, N-A-T-A-L, Brazil. And now we're into the triple digits, 102.6 per 100,000 people. Wow. All right, number 3. Hey, another one we've heard of, Acapulco, Mexico.
Mm.
Yeah. Used to be Acapulco was considered a vacation town.
Yeah. Cruise ships, right?
Yeah. 107 people per 100,000 are murdered there.
Wow.
Wow. Number 2. Caracas, Venezuela. Caracas is, I think, the capital of Venezuela. 111.2 murders per 100,000 people. Okay, Ed. Don't worry about the city, but just give me the country.
I was going to say maybe that's how the socialist government weeds out the people.
Maybe it is. Yeah. Do you have any idea what country might have the highest murder rate?
Oh God, let's just stay in Mexico.
Okay. You're right. It is Mexico.
It's a clean sweep.
It's Los Cabos, Mexico. 111.3 murders per 100,000 people. There you go. Hmm. Well, my friends, we're going to take Friday off. We want to wish you a very happy 2021. We will be back Monday. And always remember, freedom works.